Now is a great time to replace your worn-out windows during the Renewal by Andersen 25-year savings event. Upgrade your home today. Buy four windows and get the fifth one free. Plus, get 12 months with no interest, no money down, and no payments. Call now. Get four windows and get the fifth one free. Installation and warranty included. Renewal by Andersen takes every CDC-recommended safety precaution to protect your family. For 25 years, people have trusted us for their window replacement needs, and you can too. Call now to learn about our buy four, get the fifth one free window replacement offer.
800-413-6992. 800-413-6992. 800-413-6992. That's 800-413-6992.
Interest accrues from date of purchase, but is waived if paid in full within 12 months. We've adjusted our operations to serve you safely following all CDC guidelines. Visit renewalbyandersen.com for details.
The Video Game Review. The Video Game Review. Ha ha! The Video Game Review. Yeah! The Video Game Review. What what? The Video Game Review. Ha! The Video Game Review. What what what? The Video Game Review. The Video Game Review.
Come on, people, now!
Video Game Review. Don't be hating. The Video Game Review. That's what I have said. The Video Game Review. Keep it real. The Video Game Review.
Alrighty then, thank you for that, and welcome to another live edition of the Video Game Review, the only nationally syndicated radio show that talks about video games, and you're probably listening on a sports network. It's not just sports video games, it is all video games, baby. My name is Rick Tittle, nice to have you with us. Been doing this show about 15 years, and love the participation of the listeners, or as I call them, my unpaid correspondents, because even if I did play video games 24/7, if I could somehow stay awake and, I don't know, have the clockwork orange eyebrows or eyelids propped open, I still wouldn't be able to play everything. And also, my tastes aren't the same as your tastes. So I want to hear from you. What is good? What is bad? What do you like? What do you not like? We are in the golden age of video games, but it doesn't mean there still isn't a lot of garbage out there trying to jump on board. So we'll do it together at the toll-free line. Don't write that toll-free line. Don't write it down. Dial it up. It is obviously live radio. 1-800-878-PLAY. Once again, 1-800-878-7529 is what gets you in and gets you heard coast to coast and border to border. Sports Byline USA, Home Network, San Francisco. Scott is in the studios because of the pandemic. I'm at my house over here on the Oakland side. We'll get you in at 1-800-878-PLAY. Questions, comments, or concerns in the video game world. Neophytes, the hardcore gamers. Sometimes I do interviews with people in the industry. The show's wide open. Once again, don't be shy. 1-800-878-7529. I will give away a brand new game as I do each and every week at 40 after. So just about a half hour away. You'll win that by sending the answer to my very rudimentary and easy question to Rick at sportsbyline.com. That is the email address, rick@sportsbyline.com. You can also go to sportsbyline.com, click Listen Live to hear the show if you're not buying affiliates, terrestrial or extraterrestrial with aliens. Also, sbnationlive.com as we stream through SB Nation Radio. And on Sirius XM 211, In Progress, the Dan Patrick channel. We're also on the TuneIn app, the iHeartRadio app, and the Stitcher app. The Twitter is at Rick Tittle, and a big shout-out to the troops listening, both home and abroad, on the American Forces Radio Network, 177 countries. I'm Rick Tittle. Come on back, and let's do this on the Video Game Review.
I'm going to tell you how you can get real healthcare for as little as $6 a day. Yes, now you can get affordable healthcare for you and your family immediately and save as much as 50% off your current monthly healthcare payments. Our plans are perfect for people that are self-employed, can't afford health benefits where they work, or just want to pay less for their current healthcare. And coverage is guaranteed regardless of your medical condition. We even offer some of the new Christian faith-based health benefits. Save up to 50% on your family's health care. Make a free quick call now. There are no contracts, and we give you a 10-day money-back trial period. Call Provision Enrollment right now for your risk-free guaranteed health insurance quote starting at $6 a day.
800-472-5145. 800-472-5145. That's 800-472-5145.
Do you own a timeshare but can't use it because of travel restrictions, a change in life circumstances, or perhaps you can no longer afford the monthly payments or annual maintenance fees? If you feel stuck or you just need to get out of your timeshare, Newton Group is here for you. They are the nation's oldest timeshare relief company, which means you can trust them. Read the reviews. They have an A-plus rating from the Better Business Bureau, 4.7 out of 5 stars on Trustpilot, and a proven track record to legally relieve you from the financial burden of your timeshare. Getting out of your timeshare can be tricky business. So it's important you go with a company you can trust. And nobody, I mean nobody, has more experience than the experts at Newton Group. For your free consultation and your free consumer's guide to timeshare exit, call 877-WE-DO-EXIT. That's 877-WE-DO-EXIT. Why pay for something you aren't even using? Give us a call at 877-WE-DO-EXIT or visit NewtonExit.com today.
Are you 60 plus and love to travel? Introducing the Senior Travel Discount Network, brought to you by Low Cost Airlines. Call us anytime, day or night, and save up to 75% on your airline and hotel reservations. We can help you save a ton of money to fly almost anywhere. We have inside discounts on over 500 airlines and 500,000 hotels worldwide. And when you call and mention the discount code 60 plus, we'll give you an extra free night with your qualified air and hotel reservation. Now you can get the best prices on air and hotel reservations with your phone. We make it easy and fast for you to save money and book a trip. Remember, call the Senior Travel Discount Network. Mention the discount code 60 plus for your free hotel night with your qualified reservation. Call now.
800-493-6118. 800-493-6118. 800-493-6118. That's 800-493-6118.
The Video Game Review.
Thank you for that, and welcome back to the show. Rick Tittle with you, giving away a free game at 40 After. Also, in that third segment, I will tell you what's new coming down the pike, and being that we just got through the holidays, and we're into the third week in the new year here, it's still a little slow, but we do have, I don't know, probably about 10 games coming out, so we'll get to those as well. And email bag, I'm going to start off with an email for the show. And remember, the email address is rick@sportsbyline.com. And that's R-I-C-K at sportsbyline, S-P-O-R-T-S-B-Y-L-I-N-E.com. And Bingo was his name-o. This one is from Kenny. Kenny writes in from Eau Claire, Wisconsin. Good to hear from you, Kenny, up there. I hope it's not too cold. Rick, I know you play Fallout 76. What is your favorite area of the map, and what area do you hate on the map? thanks, Kenny. I appreciate it. When you look at that map of West Virginia, or just Appalachia, if you want, and being a Californian, I always thought it was Appalachia, until I was told by someone who went to Appalachian State there in Boone in the Carolinas that it is Appalachia. But pretty good commercial for West Virginia, kind of. But if you go to all the areas, all seven of them, you have the forest, you have the toxic level, Savage Divide North, the Mire, Cranberry Bog, Savage Divide South, and the Ash Heap. The Ash Heap, when you go down there, you know, you're looking at a lot of mining, a lot of radiation. When you're in the Savage Divide South, it's also like that. And if you keep going east into the Cranberry Bog, every time a nuclear bomb gets launched, where does it go? It goes down to like Thunder Mountain or Veiled Sundew Grove Survey Camp Alpha down in that neck of the woods, even though there's no woods there. The Mire level is like a jungle, and they have those creepy, creepy characters in there. In fact, I spent a lot of time in the Mire lately. The North and the South are okay in the Savage Divide. Toxic Valley can be a little creepy, but for me, it would probably be the level they call my favorite is the Forest, I would say, just because you can walk around and there are sunny days and such things. But honestly, I think the Mire I hate the most, because I can kind of deal with your radioactive freaks down in the Cranberry Bog. But there's just something about the Mire level and all those disgusting creatures in there. And on my power armor, I do have the HUD where it turns any creature red. So I can see them when they're lurking in the trees and stuff. But one thing I did find about the new update, where you can have your own little shelter, and you can get that through going through one of the missions, is that for some reason or another, and I talked about this a couple weeks ago, is that when I started to move my camp, my CAMP, that I was having problems putting down the blueprint. And that was one of the funds, you know, you build this huge house and you, you know, I put these staircases sky high, whereas if you fall off, you will die. It's like it's that high over ledges, you know, over these crevasses. And then for some reason, when I started playing again after taking a long time off, it just wouldn't let me put anything down. I had to rebuild every time. Now, you could say, Rick, just, you know, build a house and fast travel. Well, because this is – somebody explained to me, it's like, you know, when I think about these Bethesda games like Fallout 3, Fallout 4, Skyrim, there's no storage limit. And I would take Dragon Bones and Skyrim. I would go into my own house and Whiterun, and I would put – you know, 1,000,000 pounds of Dragon Bones in a dresser drawer. And it's not that anyway. And a friend told me it's because everything's on a server. You're always playing online. There's just not enough room. And I thought, oh, that's why. And I know in one update they did up the amount. But there's just, you know, a friend of mine was telling me, he's like, how can you play without fast travel? And it's because I would have to basically just get rid of almost everything I own. And I would have to pick maybe, you know, instigating Grognar's axe for melee, and then, you know, two or three guns, and then that would be it. That would be it. I would have no room for anything else. Oh, then I could fast travel all I wanted, or trasfavel if you want. It's my podcast. It's called Trasfavel. I could do that, but then, you know, I'm getting around. So for me, when I go somewhere, I never go back to my camp. It's just too far away. My AP runs out as I walk pretty quickly. and so the shelter actually, for some reason, thank goodness, does remember what you put in it. And so now whenever I move my camp, I throw down the thing if I can get a green light on it. And then I just put a couple machine gun nests by the top. And then I just put the little door. And then they always say, hey, guess what? You know, other players can come in. Unless you want to put a lock on it, but the lock can be picked. And I'm like, well, what's the use of having a lock if it's just going to get picked? Nobody's had the audacity to bomb in just yet. And I have not played in teams. I don't know. I'm still – and this is the one thing that got so much terrible you know, criticism of Fallout 76 is it's not like Fallout 4, which was a single-player game. You didn't play it online. And then when they finally came out a year ago that you could basically rent a server, you would have to pay $100 a year to play the game on your own terms. And I already forked out whatever it was, $15.99 plus tax for the shiny disc. I'm not going to pay another $100 per year. I'll go back to Fallout 4 and start playing that. But anyway, when you think about all the locations, Kenny, on the map, there are 646 locations right now. I say right now in the latest DLC, 646 locations. And then you think about the endless missions you can have. And because this game's kind of old now, honestly, I started playing a lot of missions I hadn't played before. And, you know, it's some girl in a bar and she'll say, hey, do this for me and I'll tell you where the gold is. And you do it and you go, oh, cool. Can you do one more thing for me? Oh, nice. You know what? I'm just going to need this. Oh, and also, by the way, if you want the gold, you got to do this. So I'll do like five things. And of course, I can't fast travel back there. I got to hoof it across this horrifying map, being attacked at all times. And then you get back, you know, a fifth time. Great. Just one more thing, if you don't mind. And I'm almost always just clicking the first answer, which is just, you know, whatever you say sounds good. I don't get too sassy. I mean, you can actually pick, screw you, I'm killing you now. Yeah, you can play that way, but you're not going to accomplish any of the missions. Now, that's me when I play GTA. And this is why I don't really buy GTA games anymore, because as soon as I buy them, I get a cheat code, and then I just pull people out of their cars, and I do no missions. I don't have the patience to do the missions. But Fallout, Skyrim, these Bethesda games, I actually can. But anyway, I appreciate the emails. The email address is rick@sportsbyline.com. It's good to know that you're still playing it. I'm playing it myself. It's just I was playing so much Call of Duty, Modern Warfare, just playing so much. I'm like, I need to get back into something RPG-ish, just a little RTS, so I can relax a little bit and not have everything so stressful at all times. All right, the lines are open. We'd love to hear from you at 1-800-878-PLAY. Video game news on the other side. I'm Rick Tittle. Come on back.
We are the Debt Destroyer Network. Any debt you have, credit card, tax, student loan debt, call now for free information that helps you destroy your debt. It's great advice. Plus, when you make this free call now, we have debt destroyer experts ready to help. They can show you how to destroy your debt and get your life back on track. Debt problems don't have to be overwhelming. You can live stress-free and debt-free. Credit cards, medical bills, IRS tax problems, even student loan debt. Learn about free programs offered by the credit card companies, hospitals, and even the government that can help slash your debt. Call the Debt Destroyer now for free information. Call now.
877-360-0402. 877-360-0402. 877-360-0402. That's 877-360-0402.
Have you written a book? You can become a published author with Dorrance Publishing, the nation's oldest publishing services company. Countless authors have trusted Dorrance for nearly 100 years to bring their book to the market. Our professional team will edit your text, design your book pages, and create an appealing, eye-catching custom cover. Plus, our authors benefit from a custom book promotion marketing campaign that makes your book available where people buy books, like Amazon and brick-and-mortar bookstores. So make this free call right now to claim your free author's guide to publishing. Don't wait another day. Take one step closer to realizing your dream of becoming a published author and seeing your name in print. You've already written a book, so the next thing to do is make this free call right now to Dorrance Publishing and get your free guide to publishing. Call right now.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. That's 800-485-6003.
Here's an important COVID-19 school system update for your local area. If you're concerned about your child's education, please pay close attention to this message. The current school systems were not set up for at-home learning. If you're worried that your child may not be getting the grades they need to get ahead, may be losing self-confidence, or you're worried about them getting into a good college because of their grades, help is available to you. Call Grade Potential Tutoring. They can help with in-home or online tutoring and help your child with any subject and every grade level, even for test prep. They're experts in the home tutoring and online tutoring field and confident they can help you and your child get better grades today. Call now for your free consultation.
800-693-8290. 800-693-8290. 800-693-8290. That's 800-693-8290.
The Video Game Review.
Welcome back to the Video Game Review. It's great to have you with us. Rick Tittle with you coast to coast and around the world on American Forces Radio Network. A couple days ago, Epic Games Store started giving away Star Wars Battlefront 2. And it is available for free until, let's see, four more days if you'd like to get in. And obviously a lot of fans have grabbed this opportunity to come on in and throw it in the cart and throw it in. But what it did, it caused the server of the game to crash. And then when it didn't crash, it got buggy. And so this was reported by PC Gamer that players all around the world who were running the Epic Games launcher and playing the game itself, we're getting these bugs, these code numbers popping up, 623-918-721. And those codes are all inclined to one problem, which is the lack of connection to the actual server of the game, which is EA DICE. Of course, EA out here in the Bay Area and DICE in Stockholmsfjärden, Sweden. One of the messages, excuse me, that was listed by players who have been trying to play came up, and it said, quote, "A large amount of players are trying to connect right now. Please wait a few minutes and try again." That was error code 623. Error code 918 pops up and says, "EA account is restricted," which could be a bigger problem, because it may not just affect that game, but all your other EA games as well. So what has EA said? And they said that, first of all, that they fixed the problem. And they stated that an incredible number of players around the world participated and joined them in that free week. And now they're taking care of their servers. But the same claim, by the way, was posted by DICE. A lot of the players say that they're still experiencing the same errors, and now that the bugs are popping up as well. So, to me, it's very interesting that the servers for some of these games, I always wonder how long they're up and running, because when you buy a game nowadays, we don't expect the game to just be in and of itself, do we? We think about the lifespan of the game and the DLC, and whether that DLC, and that's, by the way, these acronyms when I say FPS, RTS, MMO, RPG, DLC, if some of these are confusing, just tell me. And sometimes I realize if you're a neophyte, you might not get them. But DLC is downloadable content, and if sometimes they require you to get a season pass, which means that you get the next three or four DLCs, how many are planned. A lot of the times, and of course we all like it better when the downloadable content is free. But nowadays when we get a game, if it's a AAA title, we just expect it to be a game that keeps on gaming, keeps on giving, is what we want. And you think about the popularity of a Star Wars game, and you think about how good DICE is. I mean, they made the Battlefield and Battlefront late games for those anyway. They're excellent games, and they have excellent engines which run off of the Frostbite engine. I think it's its third incarnation. And so I've often wondered how long they keep these up and running, and I I guess I could look it up. We're on live radio. I just wondered to myself, like Battlefield 1943, which was such a fantastic game, and that was on the PlayStation 3, and that's what really got me playing online. I was never much of an online player before then. I didn't even play LAN. I was just mostly, I thought, well, I can play online. None of the games fascinated me enough. But Battlefield 1943 was so good, and it was only online, that I started playing that on the PS3. And that's what got me hooked a little bit more to PlayStation. Before that, I was, you know, I love all the stuff, by the way. I'm a Nintendo man. I love the Xbox. But once I started playing on PlayStation Network, which was free, and XBLA on the 360 cost money, it was a pretty easy decision. Well, PlayStation 4 came out, and the PlayStation Network was no longer free. And so now I'm kind of hooked. By the way, update, I still do not have a PS5. And I wonder how long it will take before you can walk into a Target, a Walmart, a Best Buy, whatever, and they'll just be sitting there. You know, everybody who wants one has one. Or everyone, I should say, who has to have one has one. And now they're just there. You know, because for me, this has been the impossible system to get. Because I managed to finagle a PS2, which was nearly impossible. I got the Wii within the opening week. I got the PS4, even though I didn't reserve it, one day after it opened. Did a lot of moving and shaking. And this one, I'm SOL. I'm just like the rest of you. Because I think the old days, when all this stuff, you know, especially during the pandemic, it's online only. And then you hear about these guys and gals creating these algorithms, whereas they buy up everything in a second, literally a second. There's no way. But if you hear of anything, send me an email, rick@sportsbyline.com. I do remember, though, speaking of servers, when we got to the end of the first Halo on the original Xbox, and they told everyone, they said, look, this game is so old and we've moved on. And we barely don't even want to keep the Halo 2 server going. So they gave the date. I forgot what it was, but they said on this date we're going to shut down the Halo server. Someone figured out, though, that as long as two original Xboxes were playing Halo and not turned off, there was something that would come down the server and stick in the cache in your Xbox where you could still play Halo with someone else. But if you ever turned off your Xbox, of course, all the RAM, the random access memory, not the ROM, the read-only memory, but all the RAM would leave your cache, and then you would never be able to play that game again. So there was this this sort of campaign online, please do not turn off your Halo game. You can turn off your TV, but then I thought, wow, that means you can only play as long as your electricity's on. You know, if there's like even a brownout, you're screwed. But these are the type of things that, you know, and when EA, if anybody's ready for servers, and you think about the demand that and wear and tear, you think if anybody would be ready, it would be Electronic Arts. Especially when you think about how popular Madden and FIFA are worldwide, NHL, everything. And here's the game for free. The server was like, yeah, we're out. we can't do it. This is a little bit too much for us. So I don't know. It's interesting. I think that it can happen. One other thing before we go to a break. Now that we are in 2021, I saw an article on TechCrunch that got the final number for the entire year for video game spending, what it went up from 2019, what percentage. Now, obviously, we knew it was going to be a bump because most of us were quarantined, especially, you know, those of us in major metropolitan areas like myself. I'm in the San Francisco Bay Area. So we knew it would be a bump, and TechCrunch says the final bump is 27% over 2019. You think about any industry, a healthy growth is usually 2 to 3%. You're having a banner year if you can get it to 5%. So when you go to 27%, that is one of the most remarkable jumps. I would think, and I'm not a business major, but I would think that's probably one of the most remarkable jumps in the history of any industry in 1 year. And if you think about what that means, by the way, is it's an extra bump of $1.37 billion. $1.37 billion from the year before. Now you could say, well, you know, you got to factor in the next gens. Well, I mean, the next gens didn't hit until November with the Xbox Series X, Series S, the PS5 and PS5 Digital. And if those were all available to all of us who want them, it's not physically possible. I mean, somebody, by the way, asked me the other day, would I rather have the vaccine or the PS5? I'm like, I'll take the vaccine. What if we're not around to get the PS5? That's a pretty – but it's an interesting question because a lot of places, it's, unless you're 75 or whatever, it's hard to get. I'll take the vaccine, but you know, I'm sure there's some people out there who'll be like, oh, the virus is a fake. It's I'm not taking the vaccine anyway. Give me the PS5. All right. We'll take a quick break. When we come back, we'll give a game away. We'll talk about release dates and your calls at 1-800-878-PLAY. I'm Rick Tittle. Come on back on the Video Game Review.
Learn how thousands of smart homeowners are investing about a dollar to avoid expensive home repair bills. John, a former non-customer, said, "My air conditioner broke and I had to spend $1,900 to fix it." Jeff, a customer, wrote, "My air conditioner broke and I got a new one at no out-of-pocket cost." Mary, a former non-customer, wrote, "My heating system stopped running. I had to spend $3,000 to get a new one." Lisa, a customer, wrote, "My heater stopped working. I got it fixed at no out-of-pocket cost." For about $1 a day, you can have all the major appliances and systems in your home guaranteed fixed or replaced with HSC's home warranty coverage. Call now, and the first month is free. If the lines are busy, please call back.
800-410-4771. 800-410-4771. 800-410-4771. That's 800-410-4771.
At 28, I had struggled with opiate and meth addiction for 12 years. I did and said things that the sober me never would have done. One day I realized I was not invincible. I was not exempt. And that's when a friend told me about Elite Rehab Placement. They gave me the tools I needed to get sober, and all it took was the one phone call.
Elite Rehab can help you start to break your addiction problem and get sober in as little as 7 days. And we'll work with your insurance provider to help cover the costs. Plus, we have travel assistance programs to get you here by plane or train. Make this free call right now to learn more.
800-403-5912. 800-403-5912. 800-403-5912. That's 800-403-5912.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past 2 years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco user can buy $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110. Guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
800-807-1981. 800-807-1981.
That's 800-807-1981.
The Video Game Review.
All right, thank you. Welcome back to the Video Game Review. Rick Tittle with you, coast to coast, around the world, on American Forces Radio Network. It is 40 after the hour, and as promised, time to give away the brand new game. And this just came out a month ago. It's MXGP 2020. You like motorcycle racing? This is available for the PC, Xbox One, PlayStation 4, and PlayStation 5. I have it here for the Xbox One. It is developed and published by Milestone. And the blurb is, quote, in MXGP 2020, players can fully experience the excitement of the current MXGP season, competing with 68 riders from both MXGP and MX2 categories on the 19 circuits of the 2020 season, and this is rated E for everyone. My question is this a game about motorcycle racing, or is this a game about Frankenstein? Just let me know, rick@sportsbyline.com, and the second correct answer wins the game. And it's not a trick question. What's the only month that ends in November, is not December? Once again, is this game MXGP 2020 from Milestone? Is this about motorcycle racing or Frankenstein? Just let me know, and the game will be on its way to you. So, there was a lot of hubbub a few days ago because Bethesda, who, as I mentioned, they make the games like the Elder Scrolls games and the Fallout games, what have you. They made a little bit of a surprise announcement on Twitter that they are working on an Indiana Jones game. One time I went to see at the San Francisco Symphony John Williams himself, and he played with the San Francisco Symphony all the songs from all his movies. It's amazing how many movies he's done, but I digress. This, I mean, if you think about the last Indiana Jones game, I didn't think it was fantastic at all, but it was 12 years ago. It was Indiana Jones and the Staff of Kings. That was on the PSP, the Wii, the PS2, and the DS. And as I said, not great. But they are working, Bethesda, with Machine Games. Machine Games, if you don't know, is the studio that's behind the renaissance of the Wolfenstein franchise, that id classic. So Bethesda will be publishing it, but here's the thing. Bethesda is also working on Starfield, which everyone is waiting for, with bated breath. And they're also waiting on The Elder Scrolls 6, which is what I'm waiting on. So we don't know when the release window is going to be, but, you know, Wolfenstein, The New Order, they started working on that in the fall of 2010, and the game was released in the spring of 2014. Yikes. But then the later games in the Wolfenstein series, those were 1 to 2 years interval. And so, I don't know. It could be, in other words, anywhere from 1 to 4 years from now. We don't know that. But if you think about how Microsoft bought ZeniMax, ZeniMax is the parent company of Bethesda, then we know at the very least it's going to be on the Xbox. It's not. We don't know if it's going to be an Xbox exclusive. And, you know, there are a lot of games that want to be exclusive, and you think about the Nintendo world, all the exclusives there with the Mario games and the Zelda games, what have you, Smash Brothers. But, you know, even when I got the first BioShock, that was on the the PS3, and it's like, well, maybe it'll get to the 360 at some point. And then it did. But we do have a 33-second announcement trailer. The only thing is the trailer doesn't include any gameplay footage, just a lot of clues about maybe what the game is about. The camera kind of slowly pans across a desk, and you see some fictional books. One is called Ancient Article Jubilee. An ancient article could be a reference to, I don't know, pick some early Bronze Age Neolithic places. Think of Stonehenge. There's a drawing of a ziggurat, which is from Mesopotamia. So maybe he's going to Iraq. There's a diagram of the Apostolic Palace in Rome, which is in Vatican City. So that could give it a kind of a Da Vinci Code type of vibe to it as well. And then you'll see things that you will recognize, like Henry Jones Sr.'s Grail Diary. You'll have the drawing of the Checkapoyan fertility idol, and then you got the fedora, and then you have the whip. Nothing of the plot has been revealed yet, but a statement from Lucasfilm said that it would be a, quote, wholly original standalone tale at the height of the career of the famed adventurer. Aha, that's good. But more specifically, you do see a plane ticket to Rome for October 21st, 1937. I do know in 1937 in Rome that there was a fascist dictator, a guy named Benito Mussolini. You might have heard of him at that time. And they were part of the Axis powers. So that could be a, you know, enemy country, but with, you know, the Eternal City. And if you look at the date and you're an aficionado of the movies, you know that that would be in between Raiders of the Lost Ark, which was set in 1936, and The Last Crusade, which was set in 1937. What a lot of people don't know about Temple of Doom was that it was actually a prequel to Raiders and set in 1935. That's one of those things, though, that you hear about later. Because October 1937 is when Indiana Jones and the character Marion Ravenwood broke off their engagement, because Marion, by the way, was pregnant with Indiana Jones' son, Mutt. This is if you really want to do a deep dive into the characters. But yeah, the Eternal City of Rome, that seems like a pretty good place to start. Now, here's the thing. When you think about Bethesda working on this game, we've seen time and time again a developer gets a wild hair or they get some idea, and then all their other projects, while not getting shelved, but they get pushed to the back burner, to say the least. So while they're hot and heavy on this, you got to ask Todd Howard, who last time I saw him, he was saying, Fallout 76, it's all online. And people are like, what? All the other people are real people. What? Yeah, isn't that great? It's not great. It is great. But what they're wondering is, well, Starfield and Elder Scrolls 6, you're going to be okay, right? Right. Well, we do know Todd Howard has been confirmed to executive produce the Indiana Jones game, which means that's going to now be his baby. So, by the way, Starfield and Elder Scrolls 6 were both announced more than 2 years ago. We haven't heard a word about any updates or release dates yet. And so I guess the concern is that if Howard's directing the Bethesda IP and the Skyrim sequel, what is that going to do for, like, Starfield? The marketing director, Pete Hines, who has been a guest on this show before, Pete Hines assured fans that the Indiana Jones project would not affect some of the earlier announced game. And he said that the earlier games are still going to be Todd Howard's main focus. Say, okay. Well, listen, when the publisher says, yeah, it'll be some time. So if Starfield and Elder Scrolls 6 are any indication, that it's possible that Indiana Jones could be released around the same time, but I doubt it. That's what I said. And I also, as a guy who wants a PS5, if this game is going to be an exclusive on the Xbox, that's going to be kind of a kick in the pants. ScreenRant.com put out a little blurb one day ago. That would be yesterday, about what fans would want to see in the new Indiana Jones game. Some said customizable outfits, like the white tuxedo and then the teacher outfit with the vest and the glasses. They want vehicle varieties. They want whip combat. I don't think there's going to be any doubt that Indiana Jones will be using his whip on people. Some said they wanted supernatural scares, I guess, kind of like the end of Raiders. People got their faces melted off. People want a lot of bloody action, like punching a guy, a Nazi, and having him go into the propellers, I guess. a lot of people said the plot should be Hollywood worthy and they should get Hollywood writers. I just want the game to be fun. the top three things asked for were, though, actors' likenesses. In other words, once you're trying to make him actually look like the guy, a good villain, and then the number one thing requested, which is interesting, an epic score. I think we know what the score is, don't we? It's 52 to 12. No, it's fun. Ba-da-ba-da-da. Maybe they won't get it. Maybe they won't. All right, let's take a look at the new games this week. And not a lot, but here they are. Tuesday releases and us otherwise noted. Hitman 3, this is going to be a big one. Stadia, Xbox One, PS4, PS5. The biggest release of the week, Hitman 3. Terratopia for the Switch, PC, Xbox One, and PS4. This is an action beat-em-up. Her Love in the Force, a visual novel adventure dating game for the Switch. Ride 4, speaking of motorcycles, PS5, Xbox. Redout Space Assault. This is an action fighting game for PS4, Xbox One, and Switch. Skull, the Hero Slayer, a PC action platformer. Shing is a Xbox One and Switch action beat-em-up. Yuta Ware Rumono, The Prelude, an RPG on the PC. Very anime-ish, if that's a word. And finally, a game called Bladed Fury, which is an action game on the Switch and PS4. This game is from Next Studios. It's published by PM Studios. It says Bladed Fury is a two-day fantasy action game based on Chinese history and mythology with a dash of surrealism in the mix. Is an action game based on. I don't think bed on is supposed to be there. Just based on Chinese history and mythology. That sounds pretty good. All right, we'll take a quick break. When we come back, we'll get to the cheat codes. Send your requests to rickatsportsbyline.com. Come on back.
Do you owe $10,000 or more on at least two federal student loans? Then you may qualify for new programs offered by the Department of Education. These programs can reduce your interest, lower your payments, and possibly qualify you for loan forgiveness. If you have $10,000 or more and at least two federal student loans and currently not in school, you may qualify for one of these programs. Call now to check your eligibility. Student loan advisors are standing by to help you determine if you qualify for these new programs. They can help you reduce your interest, lower your payment, and even forgive a portion of your student loan debt. Take control of your financial future. Make this free 5-minute free call now to Nationwide Student Loans and learn how you can reduce your student loan debt.
800-439-7851, 800-439-7851, 800-439-7851, 800-439-7851.
I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-338-6906, 800-338-6906. That's 800-338-6906. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
Attention timeshare owners. This is an urgent consumer alert from the Timeshare Exit Hotline, a national company specializing in helping consumers legally get out of their expensive timeshare contracts. We're offering you a way to legally get rid of your timeshare. So if you're fed up with the maintenance fees that keep on coming and want to learn if you can terminate your timeshare legally and permanently, call today. Even if you've tried before and were unsuccessful in getting rid of your timeshare, call today and see if we can help. We offer a complete 100% unconditional client satisfaction guarantee. Make this completely free call and learn how we can help you legally put an end to your timeshare nightmare once and for all. You have nothing to lose, so call right now to qualify and receive a free consultation. 800-880-7167, 800-880-7167. That's 800-880-7167. Paid for by Airtime Media.
The Video Game
Review. That and welcome back to the show, Rick Tittle with you. And we're close out the show in our customary fashion by giving you a requested cheat code here. The cheat code is from Jerry. Jerry does not give me a city, but Jerry says, Rick, plugged in the Saturn, playing Panzer Dragoon, hard enough as it is, what's the code to get a continue? I don't know if I've ever given away – well, I must have back in the day, but it's been a long time since I gave a Saturn code. Well, here's the thing, Mr. Sega. I feel your pain. I remember playing Mylon's Secret Castle on the NES, and you had to hold to the right when you restarted a game or it wouldn't let you continue. For this game, once you start over, go to the title screen and press Start, then press Up, X, Right, Y down, Z, Left, Y up, and X. Once again, go to the title screen and press Start, then press Up, X, Right, Y down, Z, Left, Y up, and X, and it should continue where you left off. And you just wonder if there's a special place in purgatory for the developers who had to put you all through that just to continue in their game. I mean, it's like, what type of torture do these guys get off on? It's like, haha, make it hard and you can't continue. But if you do want to continue, you got to jump through these hoops that are literally on fire. Hey, thanks for tuning into the Video Game Review. Hope everybody is holding out here during the pandemic. And happy gaming, and we'll talk to you next week. I'm Rick Tittle. This is the Video Game Review. Coming up next, Sports Talk.